Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Seth Green, and you are listening to Somewhere in Vegas with Mark, and I am so hot, I would desperately like a glass of water. Please, please, give me some water.
This is Cindy Preston, and I'm with Mark on Somewhere in Vegas.
Hi, this is Melissa Peterman from CMT's The Singing Bee and the television show Reba, and I have to tell you, I just have to get it off my chest, I love Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hi there. This is Faith Roscoe from General Hospital. You're listening to Mark on Somewhere in Vegas. And you better watch out. We know how to find you if you're not listening.
Hi, this is Shannon Egan from Whippet. And I love Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hey, this is Lee Allen Baker with Somewhere in Vegas. Talking with Mark with a Q.
This is Courtney Cronin. You're listening to Somewhere in Vegas with your host, Mark. And I would make sure to listen every week because he's a sure bet.
Hey, this is the Money Man, Eddie Money. I got two tickets to Paradise. And it's, you know what? It's Somewhere in Vegas. And what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Hi, this is Crystal Kale, and I love Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hi, this is Terry Nunn from Berlin, and you're listening to Mark Somewhere in Vegas.
Hi, this is Miracle Lori from Joss Whedon's Dollhouse. There are three flowers in a vase, and I'm listening to Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hi, this is Erin Hill, and you are listening to Mark on Blog Talk Radio and Somewhere in Vegas. Mark is a great guy.
Hi, this is Sean Pulaski. I'm still trying to figure out Mark Pico's sexuality, but I know you're listening to Somewhere Live in Vegas.
Here you go, Mark. I'm sorry. I thought you were she. I'm sorry. Get out of the tent. Let's get out of here.
Hey, this is Lance and Anna from Free Radio. And Anna?
And you're listening to Somewhere in Vegas.
Yes.
My favorite.
You know, that's usually what happens with me. I go to Vegas and I get lost, and so I end up somewhere in Vegas.
Somewhere in Vegas.
But I just don't know where it is.
Not quite sure.
Yeah, word.
Get ready. It's going to be hot. It's in Vegas. Check out Mark. Be there or be square.
Welcome to a special edition of Somewhere in Vegas. I'm Mark the Q. I'm your host. I was privileged to be invited to the Sundance Film Festival this year. We were able to get some great interviews with some up-and-coming talent in all genres and aspects of music and film, and we'll be playing with them for you for the next couple weeks. We start this limited series with a press conference put on by Power It Industry with two rap legends. 20 years ago, Wu-Tang Clan member Wei Kwan released his masterpiece in Only Built for Cuban Links. The album would reach number 2 on the Billboard R&B and Hip Hop album charts and would sell 1.1 million copies. It is ranked in the top 20 album lists in several major publications. Besides its critical success, it also helped influence a new generation of rappers. The duo held a screening for the new trailer for The Purple Tape Files, which is a documentary that features several artists that are true fans of the record. You will hear from Wei Kwan and Ghostface Killah of the Wu-Tang Clan about the album's impact in shooting the documentary. You will also hear from producer Steve Reyes and director Stephen Malik. The press conference was moderated and we weren't allowed to ask questions. Here's the press conference.
First thing I want to say before anything is that I'm honored to be in this Sundance Film Festival. Of course, as y'all feel, doing what it is, and I'm honored to be here. Now, the inspiration comes from making this film, of course, is from me sitting back and appreciating the fans, you know, when we came in this music business. We came in, we did a groundbreaking thing, and ever since, you know, we've been in the business 20 years already.
Yeah.
I felt that it was only right to come out here and give y'all a piece of us on film now. The inspiration, of course, is Only Built for Cuban Links. That album, it opened the door for many things for us. It was a different style of music, a different chamber that we gave y'all. And that was one of the albums that was considered one of the greatest albums.
It was.
It's only right to celebrate it and give it to y'all from a real perspective. Like, we hands-on on this album. This is an album, call it an album. It is an album to me, but it's an album on the screen, and I think that y'all are really going to get excited about what we're doing, straight up.
this documentary differ from a similar hip-hop-based documentary?
Well, I think me and my partner, Mike McSweeney, we really took into consideration that we're dealing with two legends in the game. And their journey is so unique that we wanted to tell a particular story that the imagery matched sort of the journey, the road that they encompassed, like the legacy that they hold. So for us, like, we had to, when you think of a legend, when you think of somebody who's done, you know, what they've done, you have to elevate them. You know, so for me, I grew up listening to the music. I grew up understanding that this is something important. So we wanted to make sure that we put them up high so people could, so they could tell their story.
Thank you. So you were heavily featured on the Only So For Cuban Links record 20 years ago. So what is your participation in this documentary?
Playing my same part that I played 20 years ago. Me and Shep is like Batman and Robin. So, you know, we run together like that, you know what I mean, on the first shot, we was back to back, all day, every day, you know what I mean? So, on screen, that's how it's going to be. We're going to tell our story, you know what I mean, from where we came up at, the hard times, the good times, you know what I mean? How we write rhymes together, you know what I mean? And, you know, just things that people never got to hear or see, really, like they going into it, you know what I mean? So,
it's
a lot of untold stories, you know what I mean? So, yeah, so we just going to give it to y'all on screen, and it's going to capture the emotions, happiness, sadness, you know, and realness at the end of the day. Cool.
Well, music. So I love music. I love Ray. I love Ghost. I love the album. And I'm a visual person, so I do a web series called Next 48 Hours. I had Ray Kwan one time. I had Ghostface another time. These brothers, and I followed them for days, and I get to see their movements. And then they get to saw my movements, you know? So we sat down, Trini called me. I was like, yo, got something good for you. Want to see if you're interested in something. Then Ray came, and I was like, where do I sign up?
That's right.
Right out of here. And this is it. We're here.
Yeah,
that's right. Ray, Only So For Cuban Links impacted hip-hop and pop culture in a major way. So looking back, did you think that it was a huge influence 20 years later, and why? I always felt like this album was special when we made it. You know, when I made this album, I was a youngster. I was coming from an inner city where it was crazy. The lifestyle, everything. So when I made this album, it was like I'm getting an opportunity to show the world what I could do musically. And all we was doing was just telling our tales from the hood. You know, being trapped in there, trying to escape, trying to get out. You know, and I always said to myself, when we finished making this album, I felt like I made the greatest album in the world. Because I was telling something that was real. And I always felt it was going to reflect forever. Because you can't run away from what's real. And people that go through certain things to try to turn something in, trying to turn something from nothing into something. That's what we did. We made a great album. We put our teamwork together and we just were telling tales, you know? But we always felt like it would be around forever because it's kids that go through that every day. Still stuck in them, you know, them hard times, rainy days, and, you know, not being able to tell their story. So we speak for them. So we knew that at the end of the day, it was time to do something like this and let people really get an opportunity to see, you know, how we are no different from the next person. But we just made it more a musical art form right now that y'all can taste from.
Speaking of the best album, Rolling Stones became this album one of the top 500 albums ever. It wasn't too long ago. So that's pretty amazing. So what do you think people's fascination is with the album?
I think they just like the realness of it. I think they like the stories, they can feel the realness on paper, you know? And we always been charismatic people. I always love to talk, tell stories, vivid imagination, wordplay, just things that we felt at the end of the day was great to the music. And we just writers, man. We writers and filmmakers or music, you know? Storytellers and all. Sticks and everything. You know, we always wanted to paint pictures, show y'all certain things, so y'all could really feel like y'all sitting right in the middle of everything. And like, oh shit, like, they put words together, but they also paint pictures. Me and Ghost, we always love to paint pictures. And when we called this album Only Built for Cuban Links, it wasn't just about the chain. It was about the bond, it's the brotherhood, sisterhood, power. We know we can't get nowhere unless we move together. That bond, that chain, only built for Cuban links. You cannot pop that. You can't break it. Everybody might have thought, yeah, it's the flashy, oh, you gotta have a Cuban link chain. No. It's the mentality that we gotta have to be able to get somewhere and turn something into something bigger and use our minds. And I feel like that was our lane, our minds.
This is the first of many of these sneak peek previews. What can we expect? I know you guys are working on some things since this album is for the fans.
Yeah.
You want your fans involved and, you know, give us your social media, all of that.
You know, like I said, we've been working on this film right here, which is so important to us because it's kind of our way of giving back to the people that helped us get here. So we've been heavily into working on this project. Of course, I want to give a shout out to fanback.com that basically understood what I wanted to do, which was I wanted to be like, well, yo, I want to make this film, but I want to make it the best that it could be. So I need some help in the greatest way where I feel like my fans could be attached to it. So we decided to form with them. So if you want to get more information, you holler at them. But at the end of the day, no, this is something that we make it together. And I want my fans to be involved because you know what? Y'all the ones that put us here.
Yeah.
It's only right y'all can be involved and say something or be next to us. And just your word counts. Y'all word counts, so we want to let y'all know, y'all want this to be the best that it can be, come in. Come and walk with us with this. And I guarantee you, it's going to be something that the world, I said this when I was a youngster, the world is going to remember us with this album.
Yeah!
So, all the fans have to say that they are launching a huge crowdfunding campaign that is going to accomplish a ton of amazing things. For all the fans, all exclusive merchandising, and, you know, being on the red carpet behind the scenes, all sorts of things. So
come hang with me.
Yes, it's going to be amazing.
I might need your shoulder.
Yeah.
I might be going through something, and you know, we still got to make sure we present something great to the world. So we just want to be more closer to y'all. It's so important.
So can we give this social media out for the purple?
Yeah, you know, y'all want to, you know, know more, of course, get in contact with us through the social networks, the Purple Tape Files. It's called the Purple Tape Files.
That's the hashtag, all the social media handles,
Facebook,
the website, everything.
Absolutely.
Purple Tape Files. So you guys stay tuned, and they will be at the Nantucket Theater February 7th for the Grammys during their next sneak peek.
Absolutely. So what y'all seeing now? Get ready to do something else. It's y'all. I'm glad y'all happy, man. Thank you for having us.
We want to thank Danny Thompson from Power Industry and Kelly KPR for giving us the invite to their event this weekend. Next Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, we will talk to filmmakers Jerry Wright Jr. and Jeremy Royce, who are the producers of the Sundance Film Festival selected documentary, 20 Years of Madness. We'll talk to you then.